Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Healing Love Through the Tao Cultivating Female Sexual Energy by Mantak Chia, is a nonfiction manual on Taoist sexual alchemy and female energetic practice. It presents a traditional Chinese framework in which sexual energy is treated as a vital force that can be conserved, transformed, and circulated rather than simply released. The book is part of the broader universal healing Tao system and focuses specifically on women, offering practices such as ovarian breathing, jade egg training, Taoist breast massage, and the orgasmic upward draw. Its purpose is not only sexual enhancement, but also the cultivation of physical vitality, emotional balance, and spiritual development. The text is structured as an instructional guide, combining theory with exercises that connect reproductive health, energy circulation, and inner alchemy. Because of that, it stands at the intersection of sexuality, qigong, and holistic wellness, making it distinct from conventional self-help or sex education books. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Taoist sexual energy as a cultivable life force. The central idea of the book is that female sexual energy is not merely a source of pleasure or reproduction, but a refined form of life force that can be worked with deliberately. In Taoist terms, this energy is associated with Jing and Qing Qi, which the book treats as foundational to health and spiritual practice. Mantak Chia frames healing love as a process of conserving and transforming this energy so it can nourish the body rather than being dispersed passively. This is a major departure from mainstream sexual health writing, because the emphasis is not on behavior management or relationship psychology, but on energetic conservation and circulation. The practical implication is that intimacy becomes a training ground for vitality and self-regulation. By placing sexual energy inside a larger Taoist system, the book makes sexuality part of inner cultivation rather than an isolated physical act. Secondly, ovarian breathing and the regulation of female energy. One of the book's most distinctive practices is ovarian breathing, which teaches women to draw energy from the reproductive organs and circulate it through the body. The method combines breathing, visualization, and pelvic engagement, reflecting the Taoist view that energy can be moved through intention and bodily awareness. In the book's framework, this practice helps concentrate life force in the ovaries, transform it into usable qi, and reduce the sense of depletion that Taoist tradition associates with menstruation and childbearing. The value of this idea lies in its integrative logic. Breath, mind, and pelvic floor are treated as a single system. Even for readers who do not adopt the metaphysical claims literally, the technique reflects a disciplined model of somatic attention and internal awareness. It is presented as both a therapeutic practice and an energetic one, linking reproduction, vitality, and self-care in a way that is unusual in Western sexuality literature. Thirdly, the orgasmic upward draw and full body pleasure without energetic loss. The book gives special attention to the orgasmic upward draw, a method intended to redirect sexual climax upward through the body, instead of allowing energy to dissipate at the peak of orgasm. In Taoist sexual alchemy, this is important because orgasm is not treated as the end point of arousal, but as a moment when energy can be conserved and circulated. For women, the practice is described as a way to experience full body orgasm while maintaining vitality and preventing energetic drain. This makes the book structurally different from conventional orgasm-focused sex guides, which usually emphasize intensity, frequency, or technique. Here, orgasm is embedded in a larger physiological and spiritual economy. The practical significance is that pleasure becomes compatible with self-preservation, and sexual satisfaction is linked to energetic refinement rather than loss. The method also reinforces the book's broader theme that intimate experience can be disciplined into a tool for healing and inner development. Fourthly, jade egg practice and pelvic cultivation. Another important component is the jade egg practice, which is used to strengthen the pelvic floor, improve awareness of the reproductive system, and support energetic sensitivity. In the book's Taoist context, the jade egg is not presented simply as a fitness tool, but as a means of training the body to hold and circulate sexual energy more effectively. This connects anatomical strengthening with subtle energy work, which is one of the book's defining strengths. The practice implies that women can develop greater control over the muscles and tissues associated with sexuality, while also enhancing bodily awareness and internal tone. It also reflects a broader Taoist principle that physical structure and energetic function cannot be separated. Compared with general pelvic floor training, the jade egg method is more symbolic and spiritually integrated, which may appeal to readers interested in both embodiment and inner alchemy. At the same time, it requires caution and informed practice, since the book's esoteric method is not the same as clinical pelvic rehabilitation. Lastly, breast massage and the transformation of sexual energy into healing qi. The book also presents Taoist breast massage as a technique for moving sexual energy through the chest, activating circulation and supporting the transformation of Jing into Qi. In this system, The breasts are not treated only as sexual or reproductive anatomy, but as energy centers connected to pleasure, nourishment, and overall vitality. The practice is meant to encourage sensitivity, reduce stagnation, and support emotional and energetic balance. This is an important part of the book's design because it shows how Taoist sexual practice extends beyond genital focus into whole body cultivation. The inclusion of breastwork also broadens the idea of sexual energy from private arousal to integrated self-healing. In practical terms, the technique links touch, breath, and circulation, making the body itself the site of transformation. Among similar books, this one stands out for giving structured attention to a female-centered energetic practice that connects sensuality, health, and inner alchemy in one coherent system. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a serious introduction to Taoist approaches to female sexuality, especially those interested in energy work, qigong, or holistic body practices. It will be most useful to women exploring pelvic awareness, sexual vitality, and the relationship between intimacy and self-cultivation. But it may also interest practitioners studying the universal healing Tao tradition. Its main benefit is that it presents sexuality as something that can be trained, conserved, and redirected toward health, rather than treated only as behavior, identity, or pleasure. Intellectually, it offers a clear example of how Taoist inner alchemy interprets the body as an energetic system. Practically, it provides specific exercises that connect breath, pelvic tone, circulation, and awareness. What makes it stand out is its focused female orientation within a larger Taoist framework. Unlike general sex manuals, it is built around a consistent philosophy of energy transformation. Unlike purely spiritual texts, it remains grounded in named practices and bodily methods. That combination gives it a distinctive place in the category of alternative sexuality and wellness books. If you would like to support Montak Chia, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.